to be able to program for their shows as well. Thanks again for listening. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Earshot Daily,
heard across the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
For more information, visit earshot-distro.ca and support community radio at ncra.ca.
Until tomorrow, or Monday if it's Friday.
Hello, my name is Patrick, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to CKUW's new weekly program, Fasten Your Seatbelts. Our goal is to entertain and inform listeners about guitar-driven rock, blues, punk, folk, from the early 1960s and continuing to the present. We look forward to hearing from you, but always remember to fasten your seatbelts.
No.
Our first show starts with the early 60s and will continue through to the present. The early pioneers brought new music, rock and roll, to North America and the UK. And one of the earliest and most successful bands in these early days was the Dave Clark Five, fronted by, no surprise, Dave Clark and his powerful drum kit. So we'll take a listen to one of their songs that should be on right now.
You have to push that on. No. And that's the fader.
That's the Dave Clark 5 from the early 60s. And we're going to carry on and look at some other English bands that had a big impact in that time. Another one of these striking bands was a band called The Animals, brought their own unique sound to America and Europe. Their leader was a guy named Eric Burton, who later went on to fame with another gang, another group, War, and still performs to this day, even to the age of 82. But in the meantime, this is Eric Burton and The Animals at...
Some of them came and played. Others give flowers away. Yes, they did. Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. Young God smiled upon the crowd. Their music being born of love. Children dance night and day. Religion must be informed. Down in Monterey. The birds and the airplane did fly. Oh, Ravi Shankar's music made me cry. The Who exploded into fire and light. Hugh Masekela's music was black as night. The great Monday, the women body mind. Jimi Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. Yeah. His Majesty Jones smile as he moved them off the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were grooving real loud. Yeah. You wanna find the truth in life? Don't pass music by. And you know I would not lie. No, I would not lie. No, I would not lie. Down in Monterey. Yeah.
That's the sound of Eric Burdon and the Animals. And he set the tone, and many other bands followed, including the next band from this era, also performing still today, called Slade. They were enormously popular and continue to draw fans all across Britain and in North America as well. Let's check out the...
Thank you.
And we're back on. That was the enthusiastic sound of Slade, a band that's still playing today, still performing, even though they're getting on a little bit. But all of these bands owe a debt to one particular artist, and that would be a gentleman by the name of James Marshall Hendricks. Perhaps you've heard the name. And if you have, then you know that he is a seminal figure in the history of rock and roll. And so we're going to check out one of his latest tunes. It's called... And as this is my first day of programming, we're going to have a little trouble getting everything set up yet, but bear with me.
Which one? What CD are you on?
Before we start, we'd like for you to forget everything that went on today or last night or things that's supposed to happen tomorrow because, you know, we're trying to make our own little world right here. At least give us that.
Hi, I'm Damien, and today we're going to be taking an intimate look at one of rock's most outrageous and original guitar heroes. We'll be hearing Jimmy's music, much of it music that's never before been available for broadcast. Alternate takes from his studio sessions, rare recordings of his club dates and concerts, acoustic jams taken directly from his own archives, and we'll be hearing from his fellow musicians.
The effect he had on English musicians, not just guitarists, but all musicians, was just phenomenal.
His friends.
He was such a nice guy. I mean, he really was a nice guy. He was interesting, he was articulate, intelligent, and...
Hey Joe,
And there you have the sounds of Jimi Hendrix, probably the greatest guitarist, in my unbiased view, of all time, and most of the folks that have followed him owe a debt to him, just because of the changes that he made, the different ways of playing the guitar, and certainly the soulful voice that was all part of his act. One of the other greats, guitar greats, who emerged in these early days was a gentleman named Jeff Beck. You may have heard of him. He is a great guitar player. Appeared in the scene first with a band called the Yardbirds, and then he later went to front his own band, always producing unforgettable sounds and styles. And unfortunately, he died very unexpectedly, just in the last year or so, at the age of 72. I was fortunate to see Beck on a few occasions, and he was amazing what he was able to do with his guitar. So I highly recommend that you check him out, even though he will not be introducing any more music. But we can play his music, so let's check it out. And this is a sound called I Ain't Superstitious.
Chaz Chandler knew just what he was doing when he took Jimi Hendrix to London. As a former member of one of England's top bands, he had all the right rock and roll connections. And once he'd introduced Jimmy to his friends like Paul McCartney,
yeah.
That was the immortal, unfortunately not, because he died very recently, Jeff Beck with his own group. And this is that was a song called I Ain't Superstitious. Again, drawing on the Hendrix legacy, though, he was certainly influenced by him. And I was, again, very fortunate to see him play, and it was a mesmerizing evening of guitar playing. He was quite fantastic. Anyway, continuing in the list of Hendrix-influenced musicians, we have a fellow that people may have heard of. His name is Rory Gallagher. He's from Ireland, and this is one of his tunes, which hopefully you'll enjoy. Or not.
Standing on a chair, my hands are waving in the air. You know as well as I do now, I'm going to get to you somehow.
That was further guitar playing by Rory Gallagher, and we're going to move on to another follower of Jimi Hendrix, another one who followed in his footsteps and produced lots of great songs. And this is a band called the Pat Travers Band. They're from Ottawa, as I recall. They're certainly Canadian, and they continue to play, even though they're getting on in years. They continue to play and impress people with their Hendrix sound. Here's the Pat Travers Band. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Pat Travers Band, still performing all these years and making an impact as they carry their blues rock flag to this day. Next, from the going over to back to Great Britain, the scene there continued to proliferate, and the innovators continued. And one of the coolest ones was a band called the Manic Street Preachers, which delivered a melodic rock sound, but also some pretty thoughtful and provocative lyrics. And they continue to produce new music today. So let's check out their sound.
Jimi Hendrix is a red house over yonder.
No, let's not check that out. We already did that.
You can buy her. You can buy her. This one's here. This one's here. This one's here. This one's here. Everything's for sale.
Song ended a bit prematurely, not sure what happened there, but that is the Manic Street Preachers, a terrific band from Britain that continue to make music today. So we're going to move on and take a look at another excellent performer. This is a gentleman by the name of Ben Harper, who performs a variety of music, and sometimes by himself, sometimes with his band, anyway, he has a backup band. Sorry, the Relentless Seven. That's right, the Relentless Seven. They continue to play periodically, and this is a song of theirs called "Shimmer and Shine."
Miles of love to heal a mile of pain. the disease. But life is trying to force me to trust. I've done all I can. Now I'll do what I must. Shimmer and shine, can leave it all behind. I shimmer and I shine when you tell me that you're mine. Shimmer and shine, shimmer and shine.
That was a sound by Ben Harper and his band, the Relentless Seven, and they are relentless. Ben does a lot of interesting things. He also performs solo and with a dialed back kind of sound, but he also plays some mean guitar, and that's an example of that. I had the pleasure of seeing him in Denver, and he was certainly put on a great show. You certainly check him out. That is worth your while. On to the next performer. That would be a gentleman by the name of Gordy Johnson. And Gordy is a talented musician and a native of Canada. And his first band was a big success. And he's gone on to many other endeavors, including some blues discs. He continues to live in the States, but certainly remembers his roots in Canada, so you can find him if you want to say hi to him. He's in Austin, Texas, as far as I know, but in the scene there, of course, quite active. But he also is back in Canada with his various bands. This next tune is from the band is called Big Sugar, and you should check them out as well.
I've been crying for days and I'm falling apart.
And that's Gordy Johnson from Canada with his sound from his first band called Big Sugar. And I certainly recommend to check it out. He's got lots of interesting blues discs and continues to perform, sometimes here in Canada again, and but mostly set up in Austin, Texas. Another great guitar player, and that is a theme today, is a gentleman named Bob Mould, who was first involved with a band called Husker Du. He's from just south of us in Minnesota. And now he performs with his with a band of three, and he is in a self-titled group called the Bob Mould Band. And he has some, he's a great guitar player, and he also has some great songs to recommend. So check this out. This is Bob Mould. That was a little bit of more of Gordy Johnson and his band Big Sugar. And we've got only a few minutes left, so I'll play a quick cut with another great guitar player from Minnesota, a guy named Bob Mould, maybe more famous for his band Husker Du. Husker Du, probably, to give the correct pronunciation. Anyway, he performs now with a trio, and but continues to produce excellent music with his stellar bass and drum player. And so we'll check out Bob Mould.